Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. FDICares.com. Again, it's FDICares.com. people are saving thousands and thousands of dollars on healthcare. So definitely check that out. Now, I believe Chike is on the line. Chike, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello.
It's Chike. I know you.
Hey,
Chike. When you can.
I'm sure you had a great weekend.
I did. I had a real good weekend. I did. How you doing, Miss Parker?
I am well. And yourself?
I'm great. What's up with you, boss man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm curious to hear what you saw this weekend.
I went to go see Priest, which was excellent. It was kind of, I want to say it was weird in the sense that it had a couple genres mixed in it. It was kind of like a Western mixed with science fiction, mixed with horror, because, you know, ultimately it's a vampire movie, Miss Parker's favorite. And it was also like a Western and martial arts, so it had a lot going on in it. Very exciting, very action-packed. And the second movie I saw was I had the privilege to have a preview to a movie that's not even out yet, and it's called 35 and Ticking, with Kevin Hart, Nicole Ari Parker, and a buddy to the show, Darius McCray. Megan Good is in that as well. That was hilarious.
Was it a comedy?
Yeah, it was a comedy. And it's about people that are approaching, you know, that age and their biological clock, you know, they start thinking about, you know, the more important things in life like family and relationships, and they kind of go on a quest to achieve those things. Very, very funny.
Okay.
So that comes out on Friday.
Oh, so it comes out Friday. So you saw it and you thought it was really funny?
Oh, yeah, it was real funny. Yeah, yeah. You know Kevin Hart. You can't go wrong with him, though. He's crazy.
Oh, no. He's crazy. Anything else coming up that you look forward to?
Oh, man. It was a whole bunch of stuff. Wow. They redid Fright Night. I don't know if anybody remembers Fright Night from back in the day. They're redoing that. What else is coming out? I talked about the X-Men coming out. I talked about... What did I talk about last week? Biggie's son is going to be in a movie, Everything Must Go. I think that came out already, but that's an independent release. But he's, you know, he's coming into his own, and I'm actually reaching out to him. He may be a guest on the show pretty soon.
Which one?
Everything Must Go. CJ? Lil CJ? Lil Biggie?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's getting his little act on. So turns out that... since he was in Notorious, a lot of people have been trying to holler at him, trying to get him to be in movies. So we'll see where he goes with that.
Oh, you said Biggie. I'm sorry. I thought you said Diddy. Sorry.
I saw Biggie. He had a recent interview on a website. So I see he's really coming up. I see that. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of good stuff coming out this summer. A couple surprises I'm going to keep my lid on for right now. Because now that I am Chike, the movie critic, I'm getting little privileges and I'm getting, you know, ability to screen movies before they actually come out. So I'll do that and keep on the hush until, you know, right before they come out, and then I'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, we look forward
to
it. All right,
no
Chike,
doubt.
Well, as always, we appreciate you each week, and you have a good night, okay?
You too. Take it easy, all right? Bye-bye.
Well, as you know, at the Steve and I Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. I want the show to be very interactive, so we always want to hear from you.
And, yes, we're going to go ahead and harass you tonight. So make sure you like us on Facebook, the Steve and I Show. Steve and I Show. Also, follow us on Twitter, the Steve and I Show, SHO. Each and every Monday, we will post the question of the day. We appreciate you replying and discussing the question of the day and sharing your opinions with us. Today we actually had a lot of responses, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and my computer just locked up on me. But I believe the question today, here it is. The question today are, what are your solutions to illegal immigration in America? And the reason why I brought up this question, Ms. Parker, is because, you know, we'll be speaking to Fernando later on in the second half hour, who lived in this country. I won't say ours because he lived here 23 years now. 23 years in this country illegally, and recently he received his green card. What do you believe are some of the solutions to illegal immigration in America?
I mean, immigration is a very touchy subject and a very complex. Same as, you know, our topic last weekend, racism, but I truly believe that everyone should be, if there are laws set up for people to be in the country legally, I think people should have the avenues to do so. I don't think we should go sending people who've been here for 23 years back to whatever country just because they don't have the correct paperwork. I think we should do whatever we can to stop people from coming in without the correct documents and you know, and being legal, but I don't think that we should go after people that are already here and make them, you know, like our enemy or whatever. And I especially think for black people that I think sometimes we're a bit too harsh and we forget, you know, what we've been through in our struggle. So I think, you know, I just think that we should try to legalize the people that are already here and make it make an easier avenue to get them legal and on the books. And because I understand the struggle on the West Coast. I understand there are a lot of crimes going on, and, you know, and people are blaming a lot of those crimes on illegal immigrants that are undocumented. And I think that is an issue. You have to look at both sides. There are issues with illegal immigrants in this country and crimes and things like that. But also, we have to remember these are people, and they're trying to live, and every, you know, and it shouldn't be they shouldn't be breaking the law by just trying to survive. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't arrest someone who is living, you know, and trying to work and go to school or whatever and make a living and support their family. So I think it's a complex issue, and there are a lot of different sides, and I think I agree with things on both sides.
One of the comments that we got on Facebook today when we asked the question earlier, and it was from Diane Hess. She said, it's not really about their race, because a lot of people think it's about a racial issue. It's not about the race. It's all about them doing what us as citizens have to do, and that's pay our share in taxes and go through the process of becoming legal. But I do believe we're in a country that we need to help others. As a country, we should help people that are, when they are here and they're here illegally, we help them get to where they need to be.
I think she and I are kind of along the same line. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. You can't be here. You shouldn't have the option of being here. I think the only reason there are more Hispanics that are illegal here is because they, you know, especially Mexicans, I think it's because it's closer to America.
Yeah.
So, for example, if another country of Africa, the continent of Africa, was closer to America, there would be more African immigrants.
Yeah.
So I just think the race thing is just because of proximity, of where, if, you know, location. But I do think that because they're closer, that it gives them an unfair chance to get into this country, that other nationalities have to go through the correct processes. And like she said, with, you know, with schools and stuff, because our tax money goes towards schools. So the more illegal immigrants are here and we're paying taxes and their kids are going to school, but they're not paying any taxes because they're undocumented, that's where the United States need to step up and say, okay, what, they're already here, so how do we solve the issue since they're here? And how do we protect the voter now for people who are not documented coming in?
Okay. Well, I definitely want to hear what our listeners have to say, so make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter, answer the question, let us know how you feel, and we'll be right back.
Going on,
moving strong.
We got it going on.
EOTM Radio and Media, where you will get the best in talk shows, music, hip hop entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMRadio.com.
EOTM Radio, got it going on, and we're moving strong.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
I want to remind everyone to go on our website, the StephenKnightShow.web.com, register, get the exclusive behind-the-scenes shows we're working on. You can view, we'll listen to past shows all there and also always on Facebook and Twitter. But Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Entertainment. First of all, I want to talk about what seemed to be a crazy weekend. We lost a few people this weekend. I remember I try to read the papers and the news in the morning on Monday. It's just on the weekends, I'm pretty busy. And Monday's like my catch-up on what's going on. But I tried to get caught up on the news this morning and realized that we lost three people this weekend in entertainment and in sports. M. Bone, I guess he's the guy that did Teach Me How to Dugging.
Yeah.
He's a member of Cali Swag.
Yeah.
Like I'm not too familiar with him, but I am familiar with the song, and he was only 22 years old. So, my heart goes out to his friends and family. It's really sad, especially to lose somebody that young.
A drive-by shooting, he
in Englewood.
And he experienced several shots to the head, and he died because of that. Very sad, 22 years old.
Yeah, very, very sad, very sad. And he has so much to live for and so much ahead of him. So definitely my well wishes go out to his family and friends, and I am praying for you guys. So
absolutely.
Stay strong. Also, a track star from Kenya passed away this weekend. Apparently he had a history of he won the Olympics last year, a couple of years ago in Beijing, and he died. Apparently I'm not sure if he jumped off the balcony intentionally or they're not sure what happened, but he had a fight with his wife because she showed up and he was in the house with another woman, and they had a fight, and she locked the door from the outside, they couldn't get out, and so he jumped off the balcony. The police is saying that he may have been trying to stop her from leaving the home, and other people were saying that he just wanted to kill himself and committed suicide. So he was only 24 years old.
24?
He was only 24.
Wow.
Yeah, he was only 24. And also, a hockey player passed away this weekend. I'm sorry, I don't know names. I should have probably gotten the names of these people. But a hockey player passed away this weekend as well. Yeah, apparently he wasn't breathing. Someone called a paramedic and then showed up and pronounced him dead. I'm not sure if it's from drug overdose or what it is, but most likely it's drug overdose. So I don't know. My Monday was kind of already crazy, and when I read these stories, I was just like, oh my goodness.
These are young people that are passing away.
And I think he was in his mid 20s. So. Thoughts and prayers go out to their family and friends, for sure. Did you hear about the mother on Good Morning America? I think she was on there this morning, but I watched today's show. I don't watch Good Morning America. I don't watch Good Morning America, but I heard about it, so I went online. And she actually went on TV and admitted to giving her daughter Botox before her baby passed. Her daughter is like 7 or 8.
And she was giving her Botox. Wow.
Yeah, and so she was on TV, like, showing it, because I saw a clip. And so Child Protective Services is in the home and took the little girl away. Are you surprised? First of all, it's illegal for you to give yourself Botox in your own home. As an adult, it's illegal. As an adult, it's legal. So if you're on TV giving your child, of course they're going to come and take your kid. I'm sure parents were calling the police station and Child Protective Services in her community.
I'm sure. And you're on TV. And, it's those pageant mothers, they have a stereotype of being overachievers and basically living through their children. And
Exactly. Most of them are over. I'm not sure. Most of them wanted to be in pageants when they were for some reason couldn't do it or overweight and not really happy with themselves right now, so they're trying to overcompensate for that. I don't know what's going on.
But Ms. Parker, didn't Botox for wrinkles?
Yeah, exactly.
So what wrinkles does a 7-year-old have?
Well, My impression of it is for people who are older to get the wrinkles and it straightens up your skin or tighten up your skin. But yeah,
right.
Exactly. What good is it for a 7-year-old? It's just ridiculous. Like, stuff they do is just crazy. What's next? Breast implant for 10-year-olds? You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, she definitely needs to get help. She definitely needs to get help. Speaking of television and morning shows, but Don Lemon, I know he's not on the morning show, but he's on CNN. He came out and said that he was gay. I actually applaud him for that. I think it's very brave of him. I am overjoyed that he's finally able to live his life out and happy. And because there's, I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he is probably as he meant to be. You know what I mean? And he did say that he was born this way, and that's kind of my opinion on the whole thing with sexuality. Anyway, I think you are born attracted to who you are attracted to.
I remember him saying a couple months ago, I believe, he said that he was, you know, he admitted he'd been molested as a child, but he was saying, apparently he has his memoirs coming out.
He kind of spoke about how the black community views gay people and how it influenced his not to come out earlier. And a lot of things that I read, you know, I kind of agree with him on that, but I'm very happy that he is brave enough to come out. It takes a lot of guts and courage to do so. So I'm very happy for him and wish him very well. And I think Tyler Perry is next. Mark my words.
You said Tyler Perry is next?
Yeah, I think so. And what about Donald Trump, Mr. Trump? He ran game on y'all, had y'all flustered, like had everyone going off, and now he's not running for president. I never thought he would. Yeah, I never thought he would.
I didn't think he would either, but I didn't think he would announce it so soon. Wow.
Yeah, I think he was just, you know, trying to get. I mean, he's a businessman.
Right.
He's a businessman, and I think everything he does is business mind. And I think he's smart. I'm a fan, honestly, of Donald Trump. Honestly, think he's doing what he needs to do to put himself out there and make money like everyone else. And, you know, and things are only valid when you make them, when you validate them. So I think people, you know, made his story valid. So it is what it is, but he's not running for president.
Ms. Parker, speaking of Donald Trump, did you watch Celebrity Your Friends last night?
I did finally, you know, I've missed the two previous episodes,
yeah,
which I still have 5 hours of Apprentice to catch up on. I'm going to catch up at some point. But, yeah.
That was the final task.
The final two, the country singer John and the deaf girl, what's her name again?
Marley.
Yeah. I do like them both, but I'm so, let me just say this, I'm so proud of Lil Jon. He didn't embarrass me. He's not like Nene who set us back 100 years every time she opened her mouth. So I'm very proud. Very, very proud.
Well, supposedly all, because, you know, they're doing the final task and it all goes down next Sunday, but all of the cast, including Nene and Dion and all of them, they're coming back. Gary Busey, they're all coming back next week. Yeah.
Well, that's a normal format of the show anyway.
Mm-hmm,
but, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they do a finale.
So that should be interesting.
That's it for me.
Okay.
Oh, Tia and Tamara. Tamara got married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got married this past weekend, so congratulations to the happy couple. I wish them well.
Yeah, congratulations, always. All right, well, Miss Ferguson.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing?
You sound so awake today.
You sound awake.
I know.
I was
asleep all day at work, so maybe that's what it was.
I wouldn't say that out loud. The streets are
I'm just playing.
You're just joking.
Yeah.
What do you have for us tonight?
I'm not going to sleep. So I have a couple of things for you guys. Well, I guess as usual. But first I wanted to tell you about the biggest thing that I found, which is a trip a day giveaway in May. And you can get this through Bookit.com. And basically, of course, Bookit.com is sort of like a, you know, Travelocity or an Expedia, something like that.
I use Bookit for hotels.
Oh, you do? Okay. So then you should know about this. And they're having like a trip a day giveaway. So, you know, they're going to give away 31 trips in May. So, you know, you don't even have to be booking anything. You can just go to the company's website on Facebook. I mean, go to the Facebook page and you can sign up that way. So it's like a little sweepstakes and I found that really interesting. So, you know, you can go ahead and go to bookit.com or go to their Facebook page and just sign up for the sweepstakes. So, you know, it's really good for traveling during the summer because I know everybody's trying to get out there and travel this summer. So,
you could register online on their website or on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
Okay.
Another thing that I wanted to tell you about, I was just looking, and I know that some people probably already know about this, but I never really gave it a chance. So I'm here to basically shout this thing from the rooftop. I was looking for some chocolate brown peep toes, which I don't know if you know this or not, but people really aren't doing chocolate brown for the spring and the summer this year. They're doing more of like the mahoganies and like the lighter browns. They've been doing it for like the past 2 or 3 years. They don't really do chocolate anymore. And I was looking for a pair of chocolate brown peep toes, you know, for work, basically. And I found them. And guess where I found them?
Where?
eBay. And,
oh,
you know, like,
okay.
eBay has like a little, but there's a store called, I think it was Desert Deals and Steals. I'm going to have to go back and look it up. I think it was Desert Deals and Steals. They have some of the cutest stuff on there. And, of course, some of it is, like, a little out of season. And, you know, like, some of the things may have been from last year. But, I mean, who cares? I got a pair of Calvin Klein pumps that were $100 for 50 bucks. And,
wow,
you know, like, you have those people have those eBay stores and you can buy it now. Well, you know, that particular one, of course, you can bid, but you can also buy it now. So I just chose to just skip through all that mess and just go ahead and buy it now. And I bought,
yeah,
you know,
when I can't find something, I generally go on eBay.
I absolutely love it. I said, because I just never really gave it a chance, which a friend of mine told me that I should, but I don't feel like dealing with it because, you know, you have to draw a crab. Well, at least I was thinking that, you know, because I've done the bidding before, but I never just get to buy it now.
Yeah, I never bid.
Are you talking about eBay?
Yeah, eBay.
I buy all my phone accessories because they have stores on there, you know what I mean, which I didn't know.
Yeah,
they have
right.
Stores on there. Yeah, and you can buy it now. It's like a lot of times you get free shipping and everything, yeah.
Right, and I didn't have to pay for any shipping. I didn't have to pay any tax. All I had to do was pay that little $49 for those $100
right.
pumps, and I was kind of happy. So I was like, okay, you know, that's my new favorite thing. Right. So another thing that I found is that this is something that you're going to have to act on pretty quickly. Steve Madden, if you love Steve Madden.
Steve Madden.
That's right. They're having a sale, and it ends tonight. So you guys have to act quickly. This is like a friends and family sale, so they're giving 25% off. Online, of course, you know, all the stores are closed, but you can still shop online. And you have to
put
it on
layaway? It's kind of late.
I found out about this, like, after we had our little show last week, so I found out about it afterwards. So I said, let me go ahead and just tell them, even though I know, like, the clock is ticking, so listen to this code very carefully. Because, you know, this is the code you're going to have to answer. Again, listen to it very carefully. For the 25% off friends and family discount, you have to enter S as in Sam, M as in man, F as in Frank, R as in rock, I don't know, I as in India, E as in end, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, S as in Sam. So that's SM friends 25, and that's the code to say 25% off, and it ends tonight. So, you know, if you want to hop on that, go right ahead. Another thing that I came across is, you know, Old Navy. You know, of course, we love Old Navy for, like, all their little budget stuff. They're having a 30% off sale on all their regular price items. Actually, I'm sorry, let me correct myself. That's up to 30% off, and that's off all their regular price items. So, you know, you can go ahead, and Old Navy is already pretty cheap now. Of course, in the last couple of years, they done got pretty highfalutin with some of their prices, but they're still pretty reasonable in my opinion.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you know, some of the stuff, like I've seen coats in there for like $90 or $100, and I'm starting to think y'all just...
Old Navy.
Exactly, yeah.
Old Navy.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
They don't realize that they're Old Navy. They must think they're like Gap or Banana Republic or something, but anyway, that's none of my business. I don't set the price points. I just pay them. So, but, you know, they have a 30 up to 30% off regular priced items at Old Navy, so you might want to run in. That's online and in the store, so you can, you know, go check it out tonight or go on there tomorrow sometime. Another one, this brand name might take you back because you don't see it as much. Do you guys remember Esprit?
No.
I don't know if you guys remember that.
Before my time.
Don't let me feel old, okay? Please do not let me feel old. Well, Esprit was like a brand I know I used to wear when I was in like the fifth grade. And they're still around, of course. And they're still, you know, I mean, they were like pretty reputable back then. And, you know, they're still around today. And they're still kind of pricey today. And they're having a 40% off sale. And you can go online and shop online with Esprit. And if you need the website, it's esprit.com. And they're having up to 40% off, and you have to enter this code at checkout. Enter midday 11. Mid-May 11 at checkout, and you can get 40% off of your purchase. Okay? And the last sale that I have, which ends on the 22nd of May, is the Banana Republic sale. They're having a sale of up to 50% off select styles. So that might be something that you you know, might want to look at too. So, but that's all I have for tonight.
And all that's on budgetshopaholic.com?
No, that has not been posted on budgetshopaholic.com.
Unfortunately,
no, it has not. I am. I know it. Don't get on me. Don't make me feel bad. Y'all done already made me feel, oh, you don't know what Esprit is, but that's okay. Don't make me feel bad about my website, too.
we'll be on the website. I'm sure we'll be on sometime this week, so definitely everyone check out budgetshopaholic.com. And as always, Janera, thanks again.
Anytime, Steve-O. Okay,
thanks,
bye,
girlie.
Parker. All right.
See you later.
Now, I'm very excited. A-Ron on there, you know, they had the first game, Miami versus Chicago Bulls. What's up, A-Ron?
Hey, how's it going, Steven?
You sound kind of dull. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm cool.
You all right? So tell us what you think about the game last night.
Well, first off, I just want to give a shout-out real quick to my little cousin, Elwin Holt Jr. I have to congratulate him for graduating from his field medical service technician class. He's in the Navy, and he was actually stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And I was actually down there this weekend to attend his ceremony. So big up for
great.
That. You know, I'm really proud of him for that. So,
congratulations,
but anyway,
to him for that. Yeah,
appreciate it. But yeah, so back with the Bulls. Yeah, the Bulls put it on them. They put it on the Heat this weekend, big time.
Sure did.
Yeah.
So do you still think that the Heat will come out ahead of this?
I do. Yeah,
okay.
I see the Heat and the Dallas Mavericks in the finals again, like they were back in, I think it was 2006.
Is someone phone off mute?
I hear something like, yeah, I'm hearing like a lot of something
in
the background.
We have a live audience.
Oh, okay. I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So what else is going on in sports that you're excited about?
That's it.
That's it for now?
That's it. Short and sweet tonight.
We can appreciate that. Well, let's get done. Exhausted, so make sure you get some rest tonight, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, have
all
a good
right,
night.
Aaron.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. And Ms. Parker, we'll be right back.
Hello out there, this is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And, baby, we got some people here that will give you some PR at work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the lot. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. Stephen, what do we have up next?
Many people remember Fernando Briciano from our show on racism last week. He's originally from Ecuador and recently released his new book, Memoirs of a Legal Alien, which documents his personal experience living in the United States as a legal immigrant for nearly 23 years. Fernando is a self-educated writer in the English language who felt compelled to write his story to be part of the voice of millions of undocumented workers living in the shadows of the United States. Welcome back, Fernando. What's going on, Fernando?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Ms. Parker?
Hi, Fernando.
Just missing you. I had to wait a whole week to talk to you guys again.
Well, we miss you too.
Well, you know, Fernando, it was funny because when I was doing the research on you for our show last week on racism and discrimination, I said, you know, this is a story. You have a story that I think that whether people agree with, you know, the situation regarding illegal immigrants, it gives them a voice and a perspective of what we don't know. So that's why I wanted to have you back on the show and also to help you in promoting your memoirs. So let me ask you, what made you initially fall in love with the United States and eventually want to make it your home as well?
Well, it initially was a table tennis tournament, table tennis. I played table tennis since I was like 9 years old.
Okay.
Until I came to this country. I came to play the U.S. Open. It was in Miami. And since we came with a little bit of money, I decided to take a little trip to New York on Greyhound. Okay. That trip was fascinating. I mean, just go on the road and see all the beauty of the United States and the technology and the infrastructure of the roads and all that. It made me like this country immediately. But when I was crossing in front of New York City, when I was close to the Lincoln Tunnel, and I saw New York City, I was like, wow, it was breathtaking.
Wow.
You know, and I was 19 years old at that time. So, you know, at that age, you get impressed very easy. Mm-hmm. But New York City, it doesn't need much to impress anybody.
Right.
That was the first thing that crossed my mind, that I said to myself, I would love to live in this place.
Well,
but then I had to go back.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, then I had to go back to Ecuador, dreaming of returning back to the United States.
Well, I know that once you got here, you've traveled, you know, several places in the United States. Would you say that New York was the place that has been your favorite so far?
Actually, you're going to think that I'm crazy by saying this, but I have visited 35 states, and the most beautiful place that I have been to is Alaska.
Alaska, okay.
Yep, I said it. You were going to think I'm crazy.
But no,
it is
I haven't
the
heard
most
it before.
Beautiful place. It's the
okay.
most beautiful place. I remember I visited Alaska coincidentally on my birthday on 2008. Yeah. At that time, they were running for president, Hillary and Barack Obama. And I remember Hillary was planning something, 5,000 child credit for every child born in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, I made a comment to somebody because I took a cruise over there to go see the whales. And when I was in the cruise, I told the lady, those $5,000 should go for every child. to be forced to visit the most beautiful place on earth. You know, because that area was so fantastic to me.
Oh, wow.
So United States has a lot of beautiful places too that you can fall in love easily. But New York was the first one that caught my attention.
So New York caught your attention, but Alaska was the one that stood out as a beauty. But let me ask you, you know, we had our question of the day today was in regards to illegal immigrants and, you know, the treatment of it and some of the issues around illegal immigrants. What do you feel, how do you feel about the treatment towards illegal immigrants in this country?
You know, the way that I see it, the way I had experienced it, you know, now I'm going to switch back to last week's topic.
Okay.
You know, you see somebody that is brown, you immediately assume that he's an illegal alien, that he just jumped aboard. And, you know,
right.
There is people that is brown, and the borders, they didn't jump the borders. Like Paul Rodriguez says, the borders jump on them. You know,
right.
In Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona, there is people that has been there for over 150 years. Eva Longoria, her family has been in Texas for over 150 years.
Yeah.
But she still considers herself Mexican, you know, with Mexican roots.
Right.
It's because of that. So, you know, the discrimination is not based on being illegal immigrant or not. You know, when I came to Atlanta, I was working for the government.
Yeah, you said that.
And most people would think that I was an illegal alien, except the people that I was working for. And you know what? They were right, because I was. That I was working for the government. But the discrimination goes on like that. I mean, if you're brown, they think that you are an illegal alien. And that is so wrong, because there are illegal immigrants for over 100 countries.
Yeah,
And
do you find it, how do you feel that a lot of people, they automatically assume, and at one point I was one of these people until, you know, I became more versed in it, but they automatically assume that if you're Latin and you're in this country, a lot of times you're Mexican. They always say the Mexican. You know what I mean? Does that become frustrating? Because you told me before people have assumed that you are Mexican.
Yeah, I really doesn't offend me, you know. I think I grew up enough to not take personal a lot of comments or insults sometimes that I have heard. And when I say insults, literally, you know, but I am like, I just let it go, because that doesn't make me or break me or make
me
better or worse than anything, you know.
Yeah,
so I just let it go.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
How did you work for the government as an illegal immigrant? How did that come about?
I was married in 1997. And like most marriages, my marriage ended up in a divorce. My mother filed a petition for me to get the green card in 1993. But once I got married, that petition had to be dropped. So my wife had to file a petition. But once I got divorced, that petition was dropped. And then my father was about to become American citizen, so he filed another petition. Anyway, when I was married, I was able to get an employment authorization, and I was able to apply for work. I applied for a job, and I was accepted, and I believe that I excel on that job, because 2-3 years down the road, the DEA offered me to have my own company working for them.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So that's how I started working. You know, it's not that I stole somebody's identity or social security or nothing.
Right.
Oh, no,
was
I
given to me. But I prefer to say it, because I had a couple of interviews, and, you know, on TV, they don't give you too much space or they don't go live to explain what you're saying. And they cut you and edit whatever they want, however they want, to make
That's
it
true.
News. And that's why I'm saying it right now. You know, it's not that I, because the case is that, yes, most people that have to work here in the United States as an illegal immigrant, they have the fake documents. Because that's the only way that you can apply for a job. You cannot go and tell to your boss, hey, I want to work for you, and I am an illegal alien, and you're going to give me a job with no Social Security. That doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You
know?
And I say that also because, you know, there is a lot of people that accuse illegal aliens that they come and when they start working, they don't pay taxes. You know, the thing is that...
That's the biggest thing. So address that. That's the biggest thing I've heard, that they feel like illegal immigrants don't pay taxes. So please address that.
You know, to begin with, let's say I have friends. I work for McDonald's, for Wendy's, and different restaurants that they are illegal aliens. But they have to work with some kind of documents. And McDonald's doesn't know that. So what they do is they deduct the taxes, they pay the taxes to the IRS, but what happens is that person cannot claim income tax. So in reality, a lot of illegal aliens actually pay taxes that they never claim. If they would be legal, when January, February comes, they will be able to file income tax and get some money back, but they don't.
Okay. So you're saying that, would you say that most illegal immigrants, they pay taxes to work?
Yes, I would say like about 90, 95% of the people, because it's illegal to hire illegal aliens. So, like I said, you cannot go to apply for a job and say from the beginning, from the get-go, hey, I'm not going to pay taxes.
But isn't it also fair to say that most illegal aliens are also working under the table? I wouldn't say 95% are paying taxes when a lot of them are forced to work under the table because they can't afford paperwork or get paperwork. Wouldn't you say so? Because I see a lot of day laborers, and I see a lot of people working under the table, especially growing up on the West Coast. I saw that a lot.
I would say that some people might do that, but that's what I'm saying. That might be like only like a 5% of the people. Because
you
say when
the
we
majority.
Come,
I mean, the minority.
Yes,
right.
It's a very small amount of people. You know, when you go through a Home Depot or places like that, that looking for a day-to-day job.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, but I'm also speaking of construction, because a lot of construction company does not check paperwork. It doesn't care. A lot of farms throughout the country doesn't care what paperwork anyone has. A lot of legitimate jobs are paying immigrants to work for them without the proper documents, and because the work is needed, no one else is willing to do that work, they are willing to pay under the table. So I wouldn't say 95%. I think 95% is a little bit, but I think it's a little bit exaggerated.
I know some construction workers, and as a matter of fact, even here in Atlanta, I know some construction workers, and they are forced to pay taxes. I remember a friend of mine, he used to get so pissed, and as a matter of fact, he would make comments like the one you are making right now, that the illegal aliens, they work for construction, they are construction workers and they don't pay taxes. He would complain to me that he had to work, and after taxes, he would get only like $50 for a whole day. And then he would tell me, he would say that and there are some illegal aliens that they just work and they get all their money. And I asked him, have you seen them getting their money? And I'm pretty sure that if he got the deduction of taxes, I'm pretty sure his co-workers were also getting deduction of taxes.
Who is the taxes being deducted? How does that work then? Because, for example, if someone takes taxes out of my paycheck, it goes under my name. So are they using someone else's legitimate Social Security number?
There are several ways. And I'm going to tell you my own experience. and a couple of family members' experiences. In my case, believe it or not, my first boss, when he told me that I was an illegal alien, to begin with, I didn't even know what the word meant. You know, I didn't know what it was, illegal alien. And once I put it together, I was like, okay. I realized what it was. And then he told me that I needed a social security number. And you know how I got the social security number? From a phone number that I had at that time, the home phone number. And I took one number off, and I gave him that number. And he started deducting taxes out of my paycheck all the time.
Using that number, okay.
Using a home phone number.
Well, if the number is legitimate in the system, this is what I'm trying to explain. If that number is a legitimate number, that means it belongs to someone else.
that means I was contributing for his retirement because I wasn't able to prove that that was a social security number valid for me. And therefore, I wasn't claiming income tax, but I was paying taxes on that number.
Okay. And so that number was getting taxes. Okay. Well,
yes.
Let's move forward because I don't want to run out of time. I want to get on your book, The Memoirs of a Legal Immigrant. And you write in the book, or you wrote about the book, writing this book, My Legal Status and My Health Conditions, I Don't Know What the Future Will Bring. There's good and evil in this world, and I'm sure there's going to be some people that will hear my story and like it and some others that will hate it. That's a risk that I'm willing to take with the hope of open some eyes and ears and especially some hearts to the troubling situation that undocumented workers go through in this country, a country built by immigrants and enriched by hard labor of slaves, a country that has been torn apart by war, a country that is ingenuity, I can't say the word, to survive problems, a country of loving, caring, passionate, and hardworking people, to me the best country in the world. I hope to get to call it my own, the United States of America. Let me ask you, what do you say? I know that in your book, you touch on a lot of things, but your purpose of writing it, as you said here, was to give a voice to undocumented workers, and we have, millions in this country. What is the one thing, when people read your book, what is it that you want them to take away from it?
That I am a human being.
Okay.
You know, that is the main thing about the book, you know, and the naming of the book, the title, is just for shock value, you know, because
yeah.
I don't consider myself illegal, and
okay.
much less alien.
Right.
You know, I just consider myself an undocumented worker, you know, and working is like what makes you grow, what makes you who you are, what you are. You know, it contributes to for you to become the person that you become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if there is anything in the book, is that I would like people to see me as a human being.
As a human being, okay. And Ms. Parker, you know, we spoke earlier in the show. We were talking about the question of the day was what are the solutions to illegal immigration in America? And Diane Hess, in my opinion, said it well. She said that. Because, you know, we had this discussion and there were some arguments on our board as they were discussing it. And she actually said, you know, it's not about their race. It's not about anyone's race. It's about doing what us citizens have to do, pay their share in taxes and go through process to become legal. And she said, but I do believe our country has a responsibility or should assist in doing that. And I know that you, and I saw another interview with you, and you said that one thing that you are against sending people back to their home country as opposed to helping them. What are some ways you think that we could help illegal immigrants and becoming citizens?
Okay. I am for comprehensive immigration reform. Just
okay.
like President Obama said it this week in El Paso, Texas on Tuesday. He's been saying it actually for a long time. And comprehensive immigration reform, it would be like allow people to come out of the shadows. And when I say allow people, I'm talking about more than 12 million illegal immigrants
mm-hmm.
that are here
yeah.
in this country right now. once if you tell an illegal immigrant right now, hey, you're gonna have to pay a fine of $2,000 to become a legal resident of this country, they would gladly do it. And why they would do it? Because we don't come here with intention to do something illegal. We come here with intentions to establish ourselves, to better our families back where we come from, to make a better life for ourselves. You know, and that once you become a legal resident, you are allowed to work with your own papers.
Mm-hmm.
You are allowed to pay taxes to your own social security, and probably if later on you stay here in the country and you get to retire, you will be able also to enjoy those retirement benefits. And right now, actually, the government is going through a crisis with Social Security, you know, and I'm pretty sure that those 12 million new contributors would help for the Social Security funding, you know, so
that's what
I believe.
Help out. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you say to those that say, okay, they're illegal, go back to your own country? What do you say to those people?
They stop being racist. You know, you say, because now they have turned it into a racial situation. You know, because most illegal immigrants, they come from Mexico. They are not even called Latinos. They are Mexicans. You know.
Yeah.
I believe I would like to for them to put themselves in my shoes, in the shoes of an illegal immigrant. Imagine if here in Georgia suddenly we have a shortage of water. You know, don't tell me that you are not going to go to Florida, to North Carolina, South Carolina, to try to get some water for your family. That's the problem that is going on in the world. You know, in this world, unfortunately, we have more than 2 billion people working for less than $100 a month. So, you know, when you do the math and you say, okay, I have a chance to go to the United States and work for $50 in one day, of course you're going to be like, okay, very tempted to come here. So, you know, the solution, it would be to fight world poverty. But, you know, that is just like an illusion practically. So, but when people come here to the United States, we come with that goal to work hard, to be able to support our families, our loved ones that are left in the country where we come from.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I know that you actually received your green card about 9 months ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how was that feeling of saying, okay, now I'm no longer illegal, I have my green card, I can work, I have my own Social Security number? How was that feeling when you finally got that?
You know, it was a mixed feeling because it happened that last year, finally, my health conditions started deteriorating really fast. Mm. You know, like you mentioned earlier when you were reading the book, my health condition, I need a lung transplant.
You
know, and while I've been here in this country, every time that I had a chance to travel, I would do so. You know, like I said, I visited 35 states of the United States, and I was planning to travel some other places in the world. So, you know, now that I am able to do things that I couldn't do before, now my health conditions are the impediment of doing it so. But still, you know, since I've been having my green card, I haven't been able to work. You know, so that's why I'm saying it's kind of a mixed feeling.
Yeah.
Because
I
need oxygen 24/7. Right now I am with the oxygen machine connected with the cannula in my nose, yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm speaking with you. As a matter of fact, today I had to go to the emergency room. And I was like, oh, my God, I had to call to the Stephen Knight show tonight. And I didn't know if I was going to do it from the hospital or if I was going to make it back home.
Are you home?
I am home. And as a matter of fact, on Wednesday, I'm going to be taping a show for Peachtree TV. It's a new show. It's going to air on Sunday.
Okay.
Fernando, I am keeping you in my thoughts and prayers, and I hope that you have a speedy recovery and it's
a transplant.
Thank you so much, Ms. Parker. You know, something that I mentioned to, you know, I'm sorry for interrupting, but, you know, if you were checking it out, my website, I'm pretty sure you noticed all the interviews that I had. Can you believe that nobody wanted to mention the lung transplant?
They didn't, and
I said, and I told CBS, I told Fox, I told Univision, but why wouldn't you mention the lung transplant? And they said because that would switch the topic of immigration into something else. And I was like,
I wonder why it never came up. You know, we talked on the phone a couple of days ago, and that's when I first found out about the lung transplant that you need. And I thought it was your decision, at the same, but you're saying it's been the press so far.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that I thought that being an illegal alien was something that I had to keep it in the closet.
Right.
And I guess what I have to keep in the closet is that I am sick.
Oh, wow.
You know, according to the news. You know, and it's amazing because, unfortunately, organ donors here in the United States are very scared. People want to die and take their whole full body to heaven or hell. You know, especially minorities. And I explained that to the news organizations. I told them, hey, we need to do something about this. And probably if I call the attention with the book for immigration, at some point we could mention that. And they said, no, we cannot do that.
Well, we're definitely mentioning here on the Stephen Knight Show that, you know, Fernando needs a lung transplant. If you know anyone who can help, anyone who knows any more about it, please contact Fernando. First of all, you know, let's get your contact information because we're running out of time. First, let people know where they can buy your book. Where can they buy The Mother of a Legal Alien? Where can they buy that?
I have a website. It's called www.memoirsofanillegalalien.com.
Okay.
That will take
we'll
you to the website where you can buy the book.
And we'll have a link for that on our webpage. And where can people contact you about booking, about any information on lung transplants? Where can they contact you directly?
They can contact me to toyforabc@aol.com. That is T-O-Y, the number 4, abc@aol.com. I hope Oprah is listening.
I hope Oprah's listening, too. Well, listen, Fernando, I want to thank you again for taking, you know, two Mondays in a row out your schedule to be on our show and shedding light on what I believe is, you know, you giving voice to someone who doesn't have a voice, to people who don't have a voice. So thank you again for being on here, and you have a good night. We'll have links for your book on our website as well. Okay, so
okay,
have a good
thank
night.
You so much, Stephen. Thank you, Ms. Parker.
Thanks, Fernando.
Okay, bye-bye.
And for more information about Fernando's new book, Memoirs of a Legal Alien, please visit us on Facebook where you can get a link, and hopefully you can pick up the book and read about something more than what you already think you know about illegal immigrants. We'll be right back.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up.
I think you should come by.
I'd love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have...
What's my people to call the people?
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie.
Yeah.
It's Ellen.
Listen,
I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person?
Does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay. We'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Parker, the reason why I wanted to have Fernando on here again is because whether you agree or you don't, and I'm just talking about people in general because I have some friends that are either way, I wanted to allow people to hear something different from what they already think they know. Like me, I know for a long time I thought I knew about illegal immigrants and whatnot. But I just wanted to have a voice for them to be on.
Yeah, and I think it puts a real person, a real face on the issue. And it makes it more real. So, I think it was a great idea to have him on here, and I appreciate him sharing his story.
And I wish him the best with his book, and
definitely.
Above all else with his lung transplant.
And, I mean, he does have a very valid point about organ donation. And I remember when my father saw my driver's license when I was 15 years old, and I had organ donor on there.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't believe it. I think that as a minority, we just can't seem to process the fact that you don't have, it, just because you're gone doesn't mean somebody else has to. You could actually save somebody else through your death, and you can be someone else's hero. If you was in their shoes, you would want someone else to do the same for you. So keep that in mind.
I agree. I'm organ donor too. So, but now let's go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive news from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist, and the playlist is posted on our Facebook page each Monday. Tonight's playlist features both major and independent artists. You'll hear songs from Fat So Skinny, who's been on the show before, Sean Garrett, and Sig HB, and many more.
If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Make sure you attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional photos. Please make sure that the songs are edited and they are clean and ready to be played on the radio. We look forward to hearing from you and look forward to hearing your music.
Well, the first song is by Fat So Skinny, who's been on our show, me and Ms. Parker both know, entitled Let's Talk. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
This is one of my favorites.
She didn't know if I was stable as I drove her to her destination. I always thought that I was moving strictly dedicated. Started thinking she was bugging out on medication. I know she doesn't pill pop at any rate. It's just my style is so unusual, she can't relate. And so I tried to bring her up to speed without debate. Oh wait, I wasn't looking for opinion pity. My disposition isn't built to be the claim of city. I only wish you'd see the view here occasionally. And accept the beauty for exactly what it's meant to be. So please, don't insult me with your arrogance. Divorce in 92 and haven't been the same since. Put on a little weight, you haven't been very fit. And by the way, I've even noticed now you're wearing wigs. I'm not a doctor to be diagnosing, and neither are you, but come on in, now that the door is open. And hoping that my land is clear. And before I even check, the wheels unfolded in the air. Yeah, I can leave if I want to. But prior to this conversation, I was wanting you. And though this news is devastating, I know what to do. If being right is never wrong, really I can never lose. But I can gain an STD, homie. Between me and you, this is a naughty news on me. But I can still breathe even when I'm choking. And I know I'm not a doctor, but come in, the door is open.
on this earth. Not to mention, I really think it goes against my purpose. Really can't believe that I just heard this. And furthermore, really don't believe that I deserved it. But in any case, somebody's gotta lose. The more they get you right and the more I'm breaking the rules. Though I can still forgive you and your unforgiving views, I can never forget it, even if I desire to. But I appreciate the insight inspired by you. It gives me more to work for and makes me more useful. So I should thank you for banking out my ocean. And are you a doctor? I saw you glory over.
Pick the phone, 'cause I know it's still in bed for love. Got four of Charlie bottles, Charlie's on me. Drinking white, Remy pouring up on Park Street. I might OD on God, I can't see. I'm over my limit, standing on a DJ seat. Every concert tag like the people bleed. Girls fucking with us cause they know we popping bottles. Fucking top models, wood hoes too. When I hit the club, DJ screaming woo woo.
And bottles of rosé, a few kits of Hennessy. Come and have a drink with me. Just toast to the finer things. And thank God I'm still here. 2011 gotta be my year. Just take some shots of 1800. Don't blame me, baby girl, cause you done it. Go ahead and have some fun. Party, party, party till you see the sun. So you wanna sip on Belvedere? I'll get you drunker, I swear, my dear.
Oh. And we showed up, two-seater with the toes up. Looking like a model. I got a driver, so it don't even matter. We can go to the club and have an after party. I'm feeling lit. Shawty next to me, I wanted to have my kid. Drunk too much, kitty with no shade. Big silver's eyes, tooth to the face. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Popping bottles, showing my well. When we showed up.
Cause this my first time.
hope, don't comprehend it, but I can't cope.
So
I gotta find my way back, way back to you, baby.
We try to bring you the best music from the indie and major artists. I'd like to give a special thanks again to Fernando for coming on and sharing his story. Hopefully you will go on our Facebook page and support him and his book, read it, and get a different perspective of what you already, you know. And also anyone that knows any information about a lung transplant, he does not have insurance because he's not working due to his health issues. So, you know, we definitely want to look out for him. He's a good soul. He's someone who used humor to get him through adversity, and so I definitely respect that. But I want to thank everyone, as always, for tuning in and spreading the word about us. Remember to go on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show, Twitter, Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O, and, of course, our website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. Big shout-out to the EOTM radio team for their continued support. And my co-host, Ms. Parker.
Hey.
You have a great week, Ms. Parker, okay?
Thank you, too.
And
all
of you listening, you have, everyone who listens, you have a great week, and we'll see y'all again next Monday.
See you Monday.